is it true that you originally auditioned for two record companies before you were finally signed by EMI Records?
Yeah, we made tapes for Decca and I think...
And Pi.
But we didn't actually go to Pi.
In fact, EMI turned us down, first of all. You did?
Yeah, first of all.
Oh, you may laugh.
No blame him after hearing the tapes.
And then George Martin, he's from EMI. He decided to sign us up just himself, you see.
I think I've got off the top of
something. How many records? Have you got any idea how many records you have sold? Around the world?
No, I asked our publisher for
give me an idea. Last time I heard, it was around about 30 million.
30 million?
I don't understand.
Are you very conscious of your responsibilities? I mean, teenagers dwell on your every comment and action. Do you feel very responsible towards this?
No, we just behave as normally as we can. You know, we don't feel as though we should preach this and tell them that. You know, let them do what they like.
We never used to believe it. In the old days... We used to open a magazine and it'd say, so-and-so doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't go out late. It's funny. So, I mean, we just act normally and just hope that other people don't think we're a bit funny.
Now, you say you act normally, but how can you? How can you when you're getting so much money, when everywhere you go, people are crazy around and you can't see anything?
Well, you know, I mean, normal in the environment.
It's the environment that surrounds you, like... Well, you'll have to stop, but
Correct.
You originally got started, I understand, you particularly, John, with the Skiffle Group.
Mm.
Now, did this automatically grow into what is now the Beatles, or did this come over a period of quite a number of years?
Over a period of about 6 months, I think. A
bit long.
It's all again, you know. I know I met Paul first, and he sort of joined this group I had, and then George, you know, gradually changed a little, just us.